You know what's hilarious? We convince an entire generation that they need to touch grass, go outside. But when they finally do, they're still staring at their phones, like they're reading the meaning of life on a 5-inch screen. Americans have developed this amazing ability to be physically present, but mentally somewhere else entirely. We're like ghosts, but with data plans. You'll see people at the Grand Canyon taking selfies instead of actually looking at the Grand Canyon. It's like paying to see the Mona Lisa just to watch it to your camera app. We've created a society where people leave their houses to look at other people's houses on Instagram. I should get some fresh air. They say, then spend 2 hours at the park scrolling through videos of other parks. It's like going to a restaurant to watch cooking shows on your phone. The funniest part is watching families spend time together at dinner, all staring at separate screens. It's like a seance, but instead of communicating with the dead, they're communicating with people who are probably also at dinner, ignoring their families. The circle of digital life. Remember when people used to get bored? Now we panic if our phone battery dies. What am I supposed to do? Think my own thoughts? Look around with my actual eyes? We've outsourced our attention spans to algorithms that know us better than we know ourselves. Americans will drive to a hiking trail, park their car, walk 5 feet, and then stand there filming themselves hiking for social media. It came to just out here, connecting with nature, they caption, while having zero connection to anything except their Wi-Fi hotspot. We've got people at concerts watching the entire show through their phone screens, recording everything so they can watch it later on the same phone, instead of having experienced it in real life. It's like buying a sandwich to take a picture of it and then eating the picture. The best is when people go on vacation and spend the whole time documenting how much fun they're having instead of actually having fun. Hold on, let me post about how present and mindful I am right now. The irony is so thick, you could spread it on toast. We used to have a saying, stop and smell the roses. Now, it's stop and take a picture of the roses, apply a filter, write a caption about mindfulness, and hope it gets enough likes to validate your existence. Americans have turned everything into content. Can't just eat a meal, gotta photograph it. Can't just watch a sunset, gotta story it. Can't just have a conversation, gotta tweet about it. We're all documentarians of our own lives, but we're so busy documenting that we forget to actually live. You'll see people at the gym, not working out, but scrolling through fitness influencers while sitting on equipment other people want to use. It's like going to the library to watch videos about reading. The commitment to missing the point is almost admirable. And when their phone dies, panic, pure existential panic, like they've been cut off from oxygen. How will I know what time it is? How will I know where I am? How will I remember what I had for lunch without posting a picture of it? We've created a generation that can navigate any app in the world, but can't navigate to the grocery store without GPS. They can find anyone's social media profile in 30 seconds, but can't find their car keys without using an app to make them beep. The really wild part is that we call it staying connected while being more disconnected than ever. We know what strangers had for breakfast, but don't know our neighbors' names. We're more familiar with celebrities' daily routines than our own family member schedules. But here's the thing that gets me. When the internet goes down, Americans suddenly remember they have eyes. They look around like they've just discovered the physical world. Oh, wow, there are actual trees here. And birds. Who knew? Maybe the solution isn't to get Americans to put down their phones. Maybe we just need to make reality more entertaining than TikTok. Good luck with that.